Hi, this is Married Muth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today we're in Matthew 12, verses 22 through 32 in the NIV, New International Version of the Bible, and this is what it says. Then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. All the people were astonished and said, "Could this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "It's only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons." Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your people drive them out? So then they will be your judges. For if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." Or again, "How can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, all of these verses are part of one whole. They're all part of one story. And so as we look at this blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, we have to go backwards into the narrative of the Pharisees assigning the work of God to demons. And that is what it means to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, to say that the work of the Holy Spirit is demonic. And that is absolutely egregious and wrong. Jesus, you also laid out a very clear argument. You're talking about civil war. If a nation is divided against itself, it cannot stand. It crumbles beneath the weight of the fighting, infighting. And so if there is a kingdom of darkness, if it fights against itself, it will not stand. If there's a kingdom of light, if it fights against itself, it will not stand. And then you talk about the strong man entering the house and binding the person. So in other words, if I'm going to go rob a house, which I am not going to do, if there's someone strong inside that house, I got to bind that person up. I've got to put them in handcuffs or something so that I can roam throughout the house and plunder it. And Lord, the implication there is that you are stronger than the strong man. You are the one who is plundering the kingdom of darkness for the sake of the kingdom of light. And so, Lord, I know that there are many people listening here today who are having a spiritual battle. They feel like they are being tossed here and there by spiritual forces. They feel like they're sometimes believing weird doctrines and completely harmed by different voices in their heads and things like that. And so, Lord, I just thank you that greater is you who is in us than he that is in the world, that you are greater than the enemy of our souls. You are greater than the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You are the abundant one who comes to give us life and light and joy. And we don't have to be afraid of the kingdom of darkness because you have overcome. You have bruised him on his head, and Satan is now a broken foe who is still here, but he is defeated. And so, Lord, help us to not find him under every rock, not to assign to him greater things than what he is, but to have a healthy fear of him in terms of his wolf-like ways, his lion-like ways that comes to devour the people of the light. But in light of that, Lord, we know that you are greater. You are the one in control, and you are the one who delivers us from the domain of darkness into your marvelous light. So we rest in that today. We trust that you will deliver us, and you will yet deliver us. And we also lift up our loved ones and those we are praying for who are far from you. And we know that perhaps on this round, the kingdom of darkness is won, but we know and we trust that you are the one who leaves the 99 and chases the one. So we pray today for those family members and friends who are lost in darkness, that you would chase them, Lord. Thank you. It's not up to us. It's up to you. And we can rest in your pursuit of them. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so thankful for you, and I'm grateful that you are spending this time with me every day. If you would like some free prayers every Monday with your name in it, for 2 years, you'll get Monday prayers, and this is what it says. You can just go to jesuseveryday.life and scroll down a little bit and sign up for your Monday prayers. And again, this is all free. So enjoy that, and I hope you have an amazing day.